9, Houston, we've got 1 minute with you at Canaries, and we'll see you over Tananarive at 3-7.
Roger, Tananarive at 3-7, thank you.
Roger that.
This is Apollo Control at 23 minutes. We've had tracking through the Canaries now, and we've refined the orbital parameters better. We're now showing an orbit of 103 by 102.3 nautical miles. Very close to what we were shooting for. We were shooting for 103 circular. We've had loss of signal at Canaries now. Tananarive will be the next station in approximately 15 minutes. We have the tape of the entire powered portion of the flight. We'll play that for you now.
Roger. There's our roll program, and I will read you loud and clear. Roger, 1 Bravo.
Apollo 9, you are go for staging, and you are mode 1, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Apollo 9, Houston, your thrust looks good. Apollo 9, you are go for tower jet. We're showing guidance initiate. Everything looks good. Apollo 9, you are go all the way. Everything looks good.
Roger. Houston, did you read our comment that our SPS helium pressure went to zero? Indicated zero at liftoff.
All 9, this is Houston. I did not copy.
Now, Roger, be advised our SPS helium pressure went to zero at liftoff.
All right, copy.
Okay. If you got any good words on that, why don't you give them to me?
Roger, it is go here, Apollo 9.
Very good.
Apollo 9, it's 5 minutes. Everybody's happy as a clam here. Looking good.
So are we.
You have S4B to orbit capability.
Roger there.
Your level since arm time is 8+21. Predicted S2 cutoff, 8+56.
8+21 and 8+56. Roger, and we got S-band Omni to Delta.
Copy, Omni Delta. Thank you.
And the rookie says that looks beautiful.
And, rookie, at 7 minutes, everything is going real great.
Roger.
Apollo 9, at 8 minutes, everything is go.
Roger, everything looks fine here, too.
Very good. The comm is beautiful, Jim. You're really coming through clear.
Roger, I'm reaching nice and clear and loud, too, Smokey. We had no trouble with comm on launch at all.
Roger, copy that, Apollo 9, and you are go for staging.
We're getting a little vibration about 8. Staging complete, and I have an
S4B
that's running.
Roger, we copy staging complete. We're showing good thrust on the S4B. Everything is go.
Okay. We're guiding now.
Apollo 9, you have mode 4 capability and everything is go. You're real solid.
Hey, Roger, what time do you think we can shut down?
Right. We'll have that for you in a flash, Apollo 9.
Okay.
Yes, everything's looking good here, Apollo 9.
Okay.
We'll try to have your cutoff time shortly.
Better hurry, I'm going to cut off first.
Roger.
Shut down.
Yeah. Roger, shut down.
Okay.
Houston, we've got 103 by 89.5.
Roger, Apollo 9, copy. And Apollo 9, you are go in the orbit.
Roger.
And your CMC is go. It is valid.
Okay.
Apollo 9, the S4B has been safe.
Roger, safe. Do you have our RPG in 30?
Not yet, Apollo 9, stand by.
Apollo Control at 36 minutes. We have AOS at Tananarive now. We'll stand by live through this pass.
Hello, Apollo 9 Houston through Tananarive. Apollo 9, this is Houston through Tananarive. Roger, Apollo 9, our Canaries data shows your orbit as 103.9er by 102.3.
I understand
103.9 by 102.3. That is affirmative, and that's changing slightly as the S4B vents, but that was a pretty good hack at it on Canaries. We'll have you here at Tananarive for about another 5 minutes. We have no data here at Tananarive, Dave. You'll have to read them to me.
Well, GC was 3.9. 10108.
Roger, Apollo 9, this is Houston. I copy the time and the angles. Thank you.
Looks like a charge.
Roger, looks like the platform was right there. And that was a nice speedy job on that 52. I see, copy. And Apollo 9, this is Houston. We're going to lose you here at Tanana Reeve in about 45 seconds, and we'll see you over Carnarvon at 5-2.
Over 5-2 at Carnarvon.
Tanana Reeve has loss of signal now. The next station to acquire will be Carnarvon at 52 minutes 11 seconds. At Carnarvon is the go, no-go decision point for six revolutions. At 43 minutes 11 seconds, this is Mission Control Houston. Drive through Carnarvon and Honeysuckle.
Hey, Houston, how do you read Apollo 9?
Apollo 9, this is Houston, reading you loud and clear through Carnarvon.
Okay, I'm presently in a backup comm check, step 5 there on LMP 1-2, and I'm on line 5. I got the initial contact, and I got my S-band volume up.
Roger, understand you are in step 5, and stand by one here.
Go for the backup voice check.
Roger, we'll give you a go on that in about 30 seconds here.
Okie dokie.
Okay, Apollo 9, this is Houston. We're standing by for your voice check on the S-band. Let her rip. Okay, Apollo 9, this is Houston. I did not copy anything. I got one blast in there, sound like you keyed, and that was all. Apollo 9, this is Houston on the VHF. Do you read? Apollo 9, this is Houston on via the VHF. Do you read?
Roger, Houston. We read you on VHF. I gave you a call on downvoice backup, and evidently you're not reading. However, I'm reading you up on the S-band.
Okay, and we confirmed with the site that we did not get an S-band downlink on that one, Rusty.
All right, Joe. We'll be standing by for suggestions. Let me just give you my configuration here, if you want to copy that.
Go.
Okay, I'm on the primary transponder. And I'm reading you okay, so that's okay. Everything else is in normal there going across. I got the ranging switch off. I've got the S-band aux tape in downvoice backup. I've got the power PMP back up to normal. And everything.
else is vanilla.
Roger. I copy that. Apollo 9, let us mull that over. We're going to have you here for about another minute at Carnarvon, and then we're going to pick you up over Honeysuckle at about 50. Oh, it'll be just about on the hour, so have your S-band volumes up at that time.
Roger, and be advised, we're mushing on through all our checklist here, and we got most everything done. The fuel cell purge checked out okay.
All right, sounds great. And Apollo 9, you are go for 6-4.
Roger, go for 6-4. And Houston, be advised, I'm going to go out of this backup comm check configuration here and go back to normal.
Roger, let's meet you over Honeysuckle in normal configuration just about on the hour.
Roger.
Carnarvon's had loss of signal now. We've got about a minute or a minute and a half gap between Carnarvon and Honeysuckle. We'll come back up at acquisition at Honeysuckle. This Apollo Control. Honeysuckle has acquired Apollo 9. We'll stand by for conversation through that station.
Houston through Honeysuckle. This
Apollo Control, we're showing cabin temperature 70 degrees Fahrenheit, cabin pressure 5.5 pounds per square inch.
You're 5 square on S-band, Apollo, or Houston.
Oh, Roger, that's really great, Rusty. You're coming in, and if you want to try this backup comm check again, we can support it. It's dealer's choice. Just as we were leaving Carnarvon, the downlink appeared to be coming through on the backup.
Okay, why don't we forego it right now? We'll try to check that at some quiet period.
All right, we concur. And Apollo 9, this is Houston. We're going to lose you here at Honeysuckle in about 40 seconds, and we'll see you over Huntsville in about 3 minutes.
Roger.
This Apollo Control, 1 hour 5 minutes. We've had loss of signal at Honeysuckle. To summarize briefly, Apollo 9 was inserted into an orbit very near what we were shooting at. We were shooting at 103 circular. Tracking through the Canaries showed the insertion orbit to be 103.9 by 102.3. That's changing a little bit due to venting from the S-4B. But that was expected. We're well within where we want to be to continue this mission. Apollo 9 has been given a go for 6 revolutions. We're now showing cabin pressure 5.4 pounds per square inch, temperature 67 degrees Fahrenheit, and at 1 hour, 6 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.